Welcome to the next episode of Microsoft Dev Radio. I'm here with Harrison Hoffman with the SkyDrive team. He's going to tell us a lot of cool things that they've been introducing in SkyDrive, and we're going to get to go through them. Harrison, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to do this.
Looks like you're in your bedroom.
I'm in my office in Redmond, actually. Not quite my bedroom. My bedroom doesn't have as many whiteboards in it. Yeah.
Have you never slept in that room? I mean, seriously.
Not too many times, at least. Yeah.
All right, so Harrison, tell us who you are. Let's start with you.
Sure. So I'm Harrison Hoffman. I'm a product manager for SkyDrive, and my job specifically is kind of focused around sort of third-party developers and partners and really trying to get third-party developers interested in building on SkyDrive and kind of helping them out with it. That all of our SkyDrive users know about all the amazing things that all of you out there actually build. We're trying to build like the world's most versatile cloud storage service. So kind of all these scenarios that all these third-party apps bring into the fold are super, super important and like really just add to the whole user experience for SkyDrive.
Now first, Harrison, tell us a little about you. You come in the morning, you open up Visual Studio. What kind of project do you open up? Visual Studio with C++, C#, JavaScript, Visual Basic?
Yeah. So I mean, to be perfectly honest, I don't spend like a ton of time in Visual Studio in my day-to-day job, but really kind of when I want to kind of mess around with coding, I actually kind of look at a lot of different mobile platforms. Like I'm super interested in what the development opportunities look like on, you know, both like things like Windows Phone and then other platforms like iOS and Android. And maybe I shouldn't be talking about that here, but we do have awesome platform stuff for SkyDrive, and there's amazing apps on those platforms too. So I kind of try to mess around with a bit of everything and kind of see what everyone's doing.
Nice. Yeah. Okay, so SkyDrive, you've been on the SkyDrive team for a pretty long time?
I've been working on SkyDrive in particular for about 15 months. By Microsoft standards, that might be a little bit of a long time. But
yeah, no doubt.
So it's been an amazing year, though. Yeah.
Now, but SkyDrive has been around longer than 15 months, right?
Right. Yeah. So SkyDrive itself has been around for a little bit over 5 years now. But really, kind of in the last 2 years, SkyDrive itself has really sort of refocused. Like we used to kind of have this, you know, sort of like web-only experience with SkyDrive that wasn't really useful for a lot of things. You could put files in there, but you know, they weren't really useful for very much. And we've kind of evolved SkyDrive to be this huge cross-platform thing that has, first off, an amazing web experience so you can edit your documents online, all that kind of stuff, but awesome apps for, you know, Windows Phone, Windows 8, iOS, Android, Mac, PC, where you can sync your files down to your computer. So we've made a lot more useful for more people, and so far the feedback has been really awesome. So it's been
all
super
right.
Exciting. Yeah.
Now wait just a second. Let's pretend we just got in an elevator together. Give me the 30 seconds. What in the world is SkyDrive, for those who don't know?
Got it. So SkyDrive is a great place to put all of your files in the cloud so that you can access them from anywhere, from any of your devices, and from any connected app. So that kind of means a lot of different things. That means you can access it from all the devices I just listed before. That means you can access it from connected apps like Office. We have amazing integration with Office. And also from any of the third-party developers that choose to implement SkyDrive via our APIs.
Yeah, and it's more than just a hard drive in the sky, but certainly at its core, it is at least a hard drive in the sky.
Right. Yeah, it's kind of like a hard drive in the sky plus. So yeah, we do kind of the basic thing that, you know, Dropbox and some of our competitors do. You know, put all your stuff in the cloud, sync to all your devices. But we've kind of built really rich experiences on top of it. Most notably is our integration with Office. You know, we have great web-based versions of Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote. People can work on their Office docs on the web, work on it in the desktop client. So that's kind of one of our big advantages, sort of building richer experiences on top of that kind of that core functionality.
Here's something I've been wondering a long time, Harrison. Where is SkyDrive? Like, is it there in Redmond?
Where is SkyDrive?
Yeah, where is it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, so we don't talk about the specific locations of all of our data centers, just kind of for some security issues. But you know, we have data centers all over the world that house data for SkyDrive, and we're kind of in the process of moving a lot of it over to a Windows Azure as well. So that's been a really, really great experience as well.
I assume now that you're going to see SkyDrive so integrated into Office and now Windows 8, you're expecting just a boom of users too, right? You guys have a lot of, I guess it's just a mountain of servers.
Right, yeah, absolutely. You kind of touched it. Like in Windows 8, when you log on to Windows 8, you log in with your Microsoft account. So that means that every Windows 8 user has a SkyDrive. So that's going to be crazy scale for us. In the next version of Office, SkyDrive is the default place where you save your documents. That's also going to be crazy scale. So a good portion of our team has been kind of focused on a lot of infrastructure work and really scaling up and getting ready for some of that.
Is there an Office pool about how many petabytes you guys are going to have in the first 12 months?
Not yet, but that's actually a pretty good idea.
So I use SkyDrive all the time. SkyDrive is lightning fast. What are some of the, some of the things you think about to, keep it as fast as it is? Cause it is unbelievable. What do you do?
There's a lot of magic kind of first. There's a lot of value in kind of like having, you know, a really robust infrastructure that just stretches across the entire world. So the fact that Microsoft's a global company means that we can deliver files to all corners of the earth really fast, just because we have this great global infrastructure already built out. So that's definitely a big chunk of it. And I mean, there's a lot of optimization that's been done on the client server side for all of our products as well. But yeah.
Yeah. I can only imagine the juggling of global, all the languages that you have to do, the speed that you guys accomplish, and security while you're at it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for a product like us, you know, we generally release things about like every 3 months, and you know, it's pretty ambitious rolling out, you know, globally in all the languages that we support. And it's been great. We have a super agile team.
Let me ask you real quick about some of the stuff in Windows 8 that I see, and it's pretty cool. I'm running Windows 8. I have on the desktop side, I have a SkyDrive client or a SkyDrive app. Back in Windows 7, I used to use, do you ever see that SkyDrive Explorer that you could integrate into the File Explorer? You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for a really long time, one of the most requested things for SkyDrive was having an actual desktop client that could sync all of your stuff down. So we definitely recognize the importance of that, and we built great apps for the Mac and PC that that came out back in May. So yeah. They're kind of more like some third-party sort of hacky solutions like SkyDrive Explorer. They were pretty interesting, but you know, we can obviously do it better since we own the service. There's been really super positive response on all the desktop apps and just great uptake of it so far.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool. I use it all the time. It keeps everything in sync and it works seamlessly for me. I don't even know it's running. It's right there in the background, you know. It's totally transparent. Yeah. Seems not to take up very much memory or CPU cycles too.
Yeah, that's kind of part of the beauty of it. It just kind of sits down your system tray and just, you know, when you make changes to files in your SkyDrive, you add things to it, you remove things or delete it, it just kind of like, you know, silently catches that and communicates with the server, and it just kind of takes care of it without you having to think about it, which is definitely the beauty of it. And then When you actually do need it, when you're on like a different computer or a different machine, like that stuff just all kind of magically just happens, and your stuff just always up to date. So,
yeah, I love it. And then so I hit my start key, up comes my start menu, and there's SkyDrive again. But that's not the same app, is it?
Right. Yeah. So you're talking about our Windows 8 SkyDrive app, right? So So there's definitely some differences. So really, kind of, one of the things that we had to think about when we were building the Windows 8 SkyDrive app is that people were going to be using that potentially on a lot of different types of devices. So you can kind of see this world where, you know, you might have your, you know, Windows 8 tablet that maybe doesn't have as much hard drive space as your giant desktop in your office. And, you know,
right.
So the SkyDrive app for Windows 8 kind of acts more as sort of like a browser for SkyDrive. So when you're connected to the web, you can go into that app, you can see everything that's on your SkyDrive, you can open up files, you can share them, all that kind of stuff. But what it does differently from the desktop app is that it doesn't actually sync things down to your computer.
It's a window into my SkyDrive, really, is what it is.
Yeah. It works very similarly to our apps on iOS and Android and things like that, where it's kind of more of a browser than an actual sync client.
Yeah. So I want to ask you about the APIs here in just a second.
Sure.
But if I'm a developer building a Windows 8 app, that Windows 8 SkyDrive app, wait, what do you call it? What's the official name? What do you call it?
Windows 8 SkyDrive app. You got it.
Hey, I nailed it.
There you go.
All right, that's kind of my first and easiest way as a developer to start interacting with SkyDrive, right, before I even touch APIs.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of at the very baseline, as long as you implement contracts for open or save in your app, you actually get access to a user SkyDrive for free. So SkyDrive comes with every Windows APC, so when a user wants to save a file or open a file, SkyDrive is the location that they can actually do that from. And you know, when you go to save in the file picker, you can pick the drop-down SkyDrive, and the user can just save anything that they want there. So that's kind of the baseline. That doesn't actually require you to use the SkyDrive APIs. You just kind of use the standard open and save contracts in Windows 8.
Yeah, it's just there for free and almost transparent to the user. Now, when I install Windows 8, the desktop client, I have to go and install through Live Essentials, right?
Yes, if you go to skydrive.com, we have, you know, download for just the SkyDrive app. You don't have to get the entire like Essentials package.
Got it. So I can go straight to skydrive.com. But the Windows 8 app, it's already there right when I install, right?
That's right, yeah.
Now, can the user uninstall that?
Yeah. I mean, just like any app that they have on their Windows 8 PC, you're free to uninstall it if you want to. If you uninstall it, you can go back to the store and re-download it if you want to later.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's in the store. If you mistakenly take it out, you can go back to the store.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we put all the apps in Windows 8 kind of like on an equal footing, right? So we don't want kind of a situation where SkyDrive is the absolute only option for cloud storage, because we realize that, you know, folks have other preferences sometimes. Obviously, we prefer if they use SkyDrive, but
yeah.
We don't want to make things unfair for other developers too.
All right, so let's think about developers. I'm a developer. I want to interact with SkyDrive. It's great that I can have a file picker. It's great that I can have a file opener and save like that. But let's not talk about that. Let's just go straight to the API. How do I get started? What do I have to install? Let's start with that.
Yeah, so there's a few different things there. So we have native SDKs for a bunch of different platforms for SkyDrive. So if you're developing for Windows 8, Windows Phone, iOS, Android, JavaScript, then we have totally native SDKs that you can go on our site, dev.live.com, and download. So if you're developing for Android, you'll download a package that integrates right into Eclipse. If you're developing for Windows 8, you'll download a package that integrates right into Visual Studio.
Probably through Nougat, I'll download that package.
Right. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So it's all super super easy to do, depending on which platform you wanna develop for. So you just go on and just grab bits for whichever platform you wanna do.
Okay. Yep. So I'll install the SDK. It's inside my Windows 8 app. That's what I'm about to build. I want to interact with SkyDrive. What's the first thing a developer has to do? I would guess authentication.
Yeah, absolutely. So with SkyDrive, we support OAuth 2.0 via our API. If you're developing for Windows 8 in particular, we have a bit of a different option that you can take advantage of. So we have this concept of single sign-on in Windows 8. So, you know, you've already logged into your Windows 8 PC with your Microsoft account, which
That's
is also
right.
your SkyDrive account. So, you know, if you're an app that chooses to integrate SkyDrive directly into the app, the user doesn't have to do like an additional sort of authentication. It's just single sign-on for that. So the app would just basically have to like ask for its own permissions to be able to access the user SkyDrive. It wouldn't have to have a separate login. But if you're on a different platform, if you're on the web, if you're on iOS, something like that, we use like OAuth 2.0. It's just a few lines of code you just throw in there. We'll authenticate. We'll ask for the right scopes that you define. All that kind of stuff.
Got it.
Yep.
And then from there, it's just using the SDK to say, I assume, git folder, git file, save file, create folder, everything else you want.
Yeah.
And absolutely. So there used to be some restrictions, right? I couldn't just save any file.
Yeah.
So what are those?
Yeah. So so about a month ago in August, we made a couple of updates to our APIs, kind of based on feedback. We kind of used to have this philosophy around SkyDrive that, you know, devs should only use it to store things like photos, videos, documents, notes, music, like the
type productivity
of
stuff.
The type of personal content that users would generally kind of have in their theoretically have in their schedule already, and it would be the most useful. And we kind of did that to sort of encourage apps that line up with those scenarios. But we got a ton of feedback that folks wanted more flexibility with that. Maybe you're developing an app that kind of has like a proprietary file yep. format, but you still want to be able to use SkyDrive. So we totally opened that up. You can save any file type to SkyDrive now via the APIs, which is super, super useful.
So all those restrictions are gone. So you probably had to deal with stuff like people saving docx files, but they were secretly XML files they were using for settings or something.
Right.
Now all that's gone.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, and we definitely expect that there will be some folks who want to use SkyDrive for some kind of app data scenario like you were talking about. Like they want to write like an XML file. So
yeah.
If they wrote like a Windows 8 app and a Windows Phone app, then their settings can
and
kind
an
of,
Android app and an iPhone app.
Exactly, just everything. Then their settings can kind of transfer between. So we have this recommendation. If folks want to do that, so that basically a user's SkyDrive doesn't just get cluttered up with random files that the user doesn't understand. So we recommend that you put your app data files in a folder called application data, and then slash your app name, and then just put everything actually in that folder, so that we keep everyone's SkyDrive nice and clean.
Yeah, that's nice. Really, that's a good standard too. But yep. at the same time, it's like it's developer beware. I wish I knew the Latin for developer beware, but it's like developer beware because the user could still go into their SkyDrive and nuke your folder at any second, right?
Right. Yeah. Totally. Yeah. So yeah, it's not. At this point, it's not any kind of special folder. It's just kind of right to SkyDrive at sort of like at your own risk when you do that.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so now I know how Bing Maps API works. I know how these other APIs, I have to go get a key. And so once I do this OAuth authentication, there is no developer key to use, or is there?
When you want to go kind of develop an app, you want to register your app on dev.live.com. You sort of get get a key for your app, and then you would use that in the authentication so we know which app is authenticating. So you do need to register your app with us. But The benefit is when you register your app with us, you get a bunch of kind of like data on how many people are using your app, how many people are using SkyDrive in your app, and kind of so like some more analytics you can track a bit. So there is some benefit to doing it too.
Sure, mm-hmm. No doubt. And let me ask you. So I have my SkyDrive, but as a developer, I've also got Azure. How do
right.
I pick between the two? It seems like there might be some choices to make.
Yeah, absolutely. So the way that I kind of like to think of it is SkyDrive, it's a great place to write a user's kind of personal content that they might want to access. Like I was saying before with kind of the file type stuff, the stuff that we really like to see in SkyDrive is the stuff that, people can understand. Like there are things like photos and videos and documents and things like that people can actually understand in your app and in other apps and on the web. So that's kind of the ideal situation. People are going to write other things, and that's totally fine too. So for that kind of content that is actually users, then I would recommend using SkyDrive. Or if you're an app that actually needs to like consume somebody's content, we think increasingly SkyDrive is going to be the place where the world stores their files. So SkyDrive is such a great place for you to tap into, so that you can actually just in the first place get access to somebody's files. Then on the Azure front, you can obviously kind of store data there, and you pay for consumption and things like that. And then you can also do kind of logic on top of it as well. So with Azure, I'm sure a lot of people watching this know, you can kind of do a lot more, a lot kind of deeper stuff. So you can kind of do server side logic. You can put databases on there. You can do a lot of different stuff. So like, if you wanted to, you could build. SkyDrive on Azure.
For one, you're not going to get it for free, right? Because SkyDrive is
exactly
at your disposal without a cost. That's a big deal.
Yep.
Per user makes sense. Application stuff makes sense perhaps to go into Azure.
Yep.
But this user data, like what you're talking about, it all makes sense to go into SkyDrive. Why would you not use it? Why would you just give money away? It doesn't make sense. I could imagine a scenario, I suppose.
Yep.
Right, where it totally belongs there. Now you have a new feature as well, I know. So we have our APIs we can interact with directly, but now we also have this web picker.
Mm-hmm.
And first, let's just describe to me what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you look at Windows 8 today, we have this concept of the file picker, like we talked about before, where you can save files to and from SkyDrive, and that all. Like from different apps, and that all works really, really well. And we think that that's a great model. So we kind of wanted to translate that same model to the web. So basically, what we have now is is pickers for the web that lets you either open files from SkyDrive or save files to SkyDrive. So basically, with just a few lines of JavaScript on your site, you can have a button that says open from SkyDrive or save to SkyDrive. And when the user clicks it, like they'll have to authenticate, all that kind of stuff, the first time they use it. But it basically a kind of lightbox control will kind of slide out all in JavaScript really nice. That looks like the SkyDrive UI, so you don't have to worry about any design there. And the user, in just a couple of clicks, can just pick exactly where they want to save something to and save it up to SkyDrive. Or, you know, if you're a site that needs to get, you know, photos uploaded to it, you can grab a couple of photos from SkyDrive and do that. So it's just a really, really easy way for, you know.
Makes sense. It makes me think it's kind of like the metaphor of desktop apps back in the day. At any time, no matter what type of crazy app you're building, you can always call that file open dialog.
Yep.
So now you can always call this SkyDrive open dialog, and you just get it.
Yeah, absolutely. The way that I kind of think about it is that, you know, when you kind of browse the web today and you see all these buttons to kind of log in with Facebook, we're doing what Facebook did for identity with files across the web. So, which is like it's a pretty kind of big task, but we feel confident, you know, that SkyDrive is going to be the place where everybody stores their files. So so it makes sense to extend that to the web.
Okay, so describe for me the perfect poster child app that uses SkyDrive. What do you see? I mean, just absolutely the perfect. A real one, or you can just dream one up.
The perfect poster child app that uses just any app at all?
This app does it right. Just give
okay. That's interesting. There's about a billion different scenarios that you
don't
can
have time. We don't have time.
Yeah. you'll have time for me to describe a billion scenarios. One of the really big buckets is kind of photo and video, kind of like editing manipulation. So, you know, if you're working on an app that, you know, you need to like edit photo or video like in the app and save it somewhere, like SkyDrive is amazing for that. So, you know, if you already have like your photos or videos saved on SkyDrive currently, like your app can grab it from there and open it up, and you can work on it in the app and save it right back up to SkyDrive. So for kind of photo and video, that's probably one of the better sort of ones I've seen, that type of app. And we hope that a lot of people make those types of apps.
Wait a minute. Tell me the poster child wrong way to use SkyDrive.
The poster child wrong way to use SkyDrive?
Yeah, this is not what you want them to do with SkyDrive. Can you think of one?
Can I think of one? Let's see.
Does it have transactional support? I mean, what do we do?
Yeah.
It's last in first. It's first. What is the logic of it? Last in, first out? First out, last in, last out?
The thing that I would say is we definitely don't want apps that just kind of come in and are just total, like, data hogs for a user SkyDrive. So, like, you say, yes, I want this app to be able to access my data, and that app immediately fills up your entire SkyDrive with, you know, with whatever. That's not necessarily the kind of thing we want. That kind of creates a bad user experience. So I think that, you know, developers being responsible with how much they put on SkyDrive, and, you know, making sure that the user kind of knows it at all times when they're actually, you know, putting something on there, like what kind of space it's going to take up. Those kinds of things are kind of best practices. We wouldn't necessarily want apps that just kind of like write a lot of things to SkyDrive just without telling the user, and then they're just kind of in this state where, you know, there's just a ton of crap in their SkyDrive that they didn't really want. Yep.
And that's, you could do that through the API. I mean, it's fully supported. You could ruin somebody's SkyDrive, but just beware, they're going to uninstall you fast.
Right, yeah, that's right. And we definitely kind of watch for apps that do stuff like that and kind of have bad practices. And then, like, when those pop up, we'll either, you know, try to reach out to the developer and figure out, like a way to make it work and like with some better practices, or in, like, extreme cases, kind of shut off their API access.
So it's a pretty healthy developer story, not just for Microsoft developers, but really it sounds like just about every platform has an SDK sitting there waiting for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of one of the big advantages of our platform is just that, you know, it doesn't matter like which OS you're on. You know, we have a totally flexible, you know, API. Like we obviously work awesome if you're going to develop an app for Windows 8 or Windows Phone, because like you can reliably assume that any of those people are going to have a SkyDrive account because they've logged into their phone or their PC with a Microsoft account.
That's
so we're the best on Windows devices. but we're totally on par on all the other devices as well, which is something that no one really kind of offers that same level of like great integration on our own platform and then totally cross platform. So
yeah, yep. Pretty sweet, really.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so we've seen the release. You're saying you're on kind of a 3-month cycle here, a good cadence that you guys have.
Yeah.
What's on the top of your backlog that you are kind of rooting for to get selected?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good question. Without kind of revealing too much of our plans, I mean, there's a few things that folks have asked for that, I think at some point in the future we'd like to address. Things yeah. like adding search in our APIs and some stuff like that, like kind of some like minor search, or well, not really minor, but things that people have asked for a lot.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of obvious that folks are going to want to store their app data in SkyDrive, and right now we're talking about the fact that a user can just go in and wipe it out at any point in time is maybe not the best situation. So I would personally like to see us work on that problem in a better way in the future too. So
yeah, some way to protect it or at least warn the user they're about to wreck their right. application, something that, like that.
Cool. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are some of the constraints around a SkyDrive? Is there a limit to the number of files I can have and things like that? Do you know?
Yeah. So when you sign up for SkyDrive, you get 7 gigabytes of storage when you first sign up.
Pretty generous.
Which is pretty generous. It's more than any of our competitors do. And if you want to buy more storage, it's actually super, super cheap. You can get an extra 10 gigs for only $20 a year. And then we have plans all the way up to plus 100 gigs. Yep. So, best prices is we have the best prices in the industry. So I think people would definitely like that if they checked it out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, are there file size? It used to be 50 megabyte file size limitation. I know that's been raised. What are we at today?
Yeah, so if you're uploading files via the desktop apps, it's 2 gigs per file. And I believe...
Sweet.
Which is pretty good. And I believe that the web interface, it's either 300 or 500 megabytes per file. I can't remember. I always get confused on which one, but it's somewhere in there.
Yeah, yep. Big. Nonetheless.
Yeah, it's pretty generous, especially through the web. So
nice.
Yep.
Okay, Harrison, any final thoughts?
Any final thoughts? I hope that everyone out there goes and checks out the SkyDrive APIs and thinks about using it in their apps, especially if you're building something where you're either kind of creating or consuming sort of a user's personal content. SkyDrive is an awesome, awesome place to kind of store that data or pick it from. If you go to dev.live.com, you can go and check out all of our documentation. We have, code samples and everything all open sourced on GitHub. It's linked from there as well. So if you're a GitHub fan, we have stuff on there. I encourage you to just go and play around with our APIs and whatever sort of project you're working on. And we'd love to hear kind of any feedback that you have. We have a great kind of developer forum that's linked off of dev.live.com. If you have any feedback, you can just pop in there and give it to us.
And what's your cell phone number for people?
What's my cell phone? I'm not going to go with my cell phone numbers yet. if you do want to get a hold of me, you can message me on Twitter. You can send me a reply. I'm at Harrison Hoffman on Twitter, okay. and I check that all the time. So I'll definitely get back to you if you reply to me there.
I got to say, from a Windows 8 developer's point of view, it just makes sense to use SkyDrive because I'm talking to the guys on the roaming team as well, and what a great experience, moving from device to device. But you can't roam everything. I mean, things are just getting too big, and the roaming API just doesn't support everything. That's why SkyDrive is a perfect bedfellow, I think, for developers who are making these applications that roam. You can put, and you can just start putting and putting and putting as much as it's right?
Yep,
it's pretty
exactly.
neat. And at the same time, the user's still in control the whole time.
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of one of our big things. Like we always want to make sure that we want to enable really great scenarios, but we want to make sure that the user always feels like they're in control of their own data. They know what's going on.
Yep.
All their actions are very like intentional when they're manipulating or storing things on SkyDrive. So is you all are kind of going in. And building with the APIs, if you could keep that in mind, that'd be great because that's kind of one of our core missions with the product. So,
yeah, be friends to the user.
Yes,
that's right.
Absolutely.
I have to honestly, beyond just the scale and the security and the speed and the features, SkyDrive of all the competitors easily has the best name. don't you think?
I mean, it's just beautiful. I do like the name. It's pretty good. I mean, there's some of our other competitors that have good names too, but yeah, SkyDrive is pretty good.
Yeah, nobody has a name as good as SkyDrive. I mean, come on. Harrison, seriously, thanks for coming on. As always, it's great talking to you. I think there's a lot of stuff that developers can really leverage inside SkyDrive. It's going to make applications easier for sure to use, and as you're moving from device to device, given a lot of functionality, without developers having to invest a lot, not just in money, but as well as just labor, right, and getting that cost and time out of the way. Yep. So that you guys have already done a lot of the plumbing and provide a huge service for developers. I think just a thank you from the developer community, and thank you personally from me for being on. I definitely want to tell you how much fun it was, you know, being here with you talking about it. There's so much more. I know we were talking about it at a really high level.
Yep.
Users can sure. easily go to MSDN or dev.windows.com and get more and more. And for you, the watcher, the listener, thank you for tuning in. Thanks for learning about SkyDrive. Go check out some more and make your apps awesome. Thanks.